This is Derek Bros. This is Derek Bros of the Conscious Resistance. I'm here in Standing Rock.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries: Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
We've been fighting a long time. We've all lost so very much. So many loved ones gone.
Don't you fucking tease that horse!
You are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink.
Fucking hell!
Above all, stay alive. You have no idea how important.
Loretta J. Mester of the Cleveland Fed on 9/23, September 23rd, at the 20th anniversary of the Chicago Payment Symposium, she gave a keynote address. And this is the speech. We're not going to get all into it, but it talks about payments in the pandemic. And they talk about their digital payment system, which, if you haven't heard, it's starting to be called FedNow. It's at least the one version of a digital payment system. And as you can see here, they're using COVID as the excuse for it. This is from the paper. It says the spread of COVID-19 heightened the reliance of businesses and individuals on digital services and faster connectivity as many employees began to work from home and consumers turned to online shopping. Oh, it's just so perfect for them, right? It just worked out so great. The most important, and where'd it go? So yeah, they're talking about pandemic basically leading to the need for more consumer-to-consumer cross-border payments. This is not crypto. I know a lot of you are terrified of crypto because you don't understand it. This is a digital currency. It's not decentralized. It's going to be centralized and ran by the Federal Reserve Banks and the IMF. And of course, you better believe that when they eventually, the governments agree to you know, give out millions and billions of more dollars to their buddies and give you a $1,200 check, that it's probably going to come in the form of a digital payment system via their digital wallet that they're talking about with FedNow. Let me see if I can actually find that phrase. FedNow. There you go. FedNow, the Federal Reserve's FedNow service, which is currently being built, will be an around-the-clock service whereby payments can be originated, cleared, and settled within seconds. The service is expected to clear public benefits in the form of safety, efficiency, and accessibility of instant payments. And as I said, while COVID-19 has affected many parts of the payment system, it has not slowed down our work on FedNow. Our goal is to bring FedNow to the market as soon as practically possible. The target release date remains 2023 or 2024, but we will announce a more specific time frame once additional work is completed. My guess is they're going to figure out how to speed that up pretty soon here. So that's what the U.S. Federal Reserve, the central bank enslavement system, is working on right now, a system of FedNow for digital payment systems. And then we also have this even more recently from the International Monetary Fund, which is, of course, connected to the World Economic Forum, the World Bank. These are the globalist institutions that are trying to push us towards a one world currency and complete control for all of our lives, basically. And this was just released 4 days ago. Digital money across borders, microfinancial implications. And some of this, again, it could have uses that could be convenient. The beautiful thing about crypto and Bitcoin is for the first time in history, people were able to exchange value without a bank. You know, I could have a thumb drive or a little SD card with $100,000 worth of Bitcoin and I could keep it in my pocket and walk across the border. But if you try to cross the border with, you know, cash, they're going to take it from you. They're going to tax it from you. And then also if you just, well, I could do the same thing with my card, but you're using a bank in that system. And a lot of you are still using Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Chase Bank, the banks that have been robbing the American people for over 100 years. What's wrong with you? Have you thought about that yet? Go check out a credit union, decentralize, unplug from the banking system, stop supporting them. Hello, you're supporting your own enslavement. Just a thought, planting seeds, throwing it out there. Think about it. So the IMF, though, is calling for the creation of digital technologies, and these include central bank digital currencies and the so-called global stable coins proposed by large tech companies and platforms. This paper explores the complex interactions between central bank digital currencies and global stable coins across borders and discusses the potential microfinancial effects. So this is just a paper considering it. The point here is that they are working on this. These plans are moving forward. Here's this article from about a week ago at Coindesk.com. IMF, World Bank, and G20 countries to create central bank digital currency rules. International financial authorities in 20 of the world's largest economies are establishing official standards for regulating and issuing sovereign digital currencies. And this report said that the G20, IMF, World Bank, and BIS, the Bank for International Settlements, some of you know them, all of these have been involved with laundering drug money and trafficking and other things, are going to formalize the rules for the use of central bank digital currencies, which we were just talking about over here with the IMF. So there's a lot of action taking place to bring out these central bank global digital currencies, to bring out stable coins as late to come. A lot of us in the crypto community, we call them shit coins because they're fake and they're just government fiat money. And that's what we're trying to get away from. So all of these things are converging right now, guys. You have the push towards what we talked about earlier, bioelectronics, Galvani bioelectronics, and using contact tracing apps, using patches, wearable technology, cell phones, Fitbits, all of this stuff to work with the contact tracing app so they can track you everywhere you go, so they can make sure the people who get the vaccines, that they monitor them and track, you know, biohealth surveillance and study all your vital signs. And at the same time, they're pushing towards digital currencies so that they can track and trace everything because, oh, they want to make sure that the unbanked of the world, you know, can get on board with the banking system. And so you have the push towards digital currencies, the push towards biometric digital IDs. Immunity passports are now being tested. We talked about that recently. Those are being tested already in London and other places. There's dozens of them that are being promoted out right now. This is the technocracy, guys. This is the technocracy unfolding right now before our eyes. And I can't even believe this, but I actually wrote a book about this earlier this year. It feels like I wrote it 5 years ago because this is this year. I've heard some people say that every month this year has been like a decade. I wrote this book, How to Opt Out of the Technocratic State, way back when in January. It was officially released on January 31st, so barely 9 months ago. And this book has pretty much talked about everything that's happening right now. I wrote this and released this prior to COVID, all that stuff. So there's no talk of immunity passports, but there's talk of mandatory vaccination, biometrics, social credit score, everything that we're seeing now that I just talked about, the convergence of these things. I wrote about it and I tried to provide solutions, guys. The solution is agorism, it's counter economics, it's opting out of these systems, it's removing your money from their banks, it's removing your kids from their schools, it's removing your minds from their mining system, it's turning off the TV, it's turning off the propaganda, it's educating yourself, it's healing your wounds, it's loving yourself, loving your neighbor, empowering each other, lifting each other up, unplugging from their grid, a fucking sap. Like that's what you need to do if you really, really want to survive. Because otherwise, if you're just watching this all like it's, you know, infotainment, conspiratainment, my friends, you are going to end up in a situation where you will have to get the vaccine because you didn't make any other plans, because you didn't form a freedom cell or a pod or a hive or a hub and start working with your neighbors, because you didn't visit freedomcells.org and start getting organized. And now you're stuck left with these guys at your door saying, hey, we're here to vaccinate you, and you don't have a freaking plan. So if you care about your family and friends, start being proactive. Start thinking about, what am I going to do if they say I can't work without this vaccine? What am I going to do if they say I can't work, live, play, travel, eat without this immunity passport? Do you have a plan? Are you growing your own food? Do you have networks and connections with the local farmers so that you can totally bypass the unsustainable industrial farming and food distribution system? Because the reality is, we do need a great reset. We need a greater reset. We need the people's reset. We don't need the World Economic Forum, Bill Gates, technocratic, centralized, top-down control reset. We, the beautiful, powerful people, need to recognize that we do need to help the Mother Earth heal, and that we need to heal each other. We need to work together and collaborate. We need to get past the divisiveness, past the political bullshit, and we need to make sure that we are the ones that are directing this reset, because these systems are unsustainable. And we have been dealing with and accepting the lies and the bullshit from these people for so long. And it's time that we shake off those shackles and we say that, no, we are no longer going to play your game. We are no longer going to submit to this machine age, to this technocratic control grid. We are going to reconnect to the Mother Earth. We're going to reconnect to our own hearts and minds. And we are going to say, God damn it, I'm a human being and I deserve to be free. And I won't be under your chains. I won't allow you to chain my mind. I won't allow you to mine my mind and to wear my heart down. I will not wear your fucking chains. I will not take your vaccine. I will not take your digital passport. I will continue to strive every day to live free, because I'm a powerful, beautiful, free human being, and nothing is going to stop me from claiming my birthright to live that way. That's what you need to do. That's what you need to think about. That's what you need to be focused on. Fuck this election and fuck Trump and fuck Biden. Start thinking about how you're going to take care of your family in the bigger picture, because it doesn't matter which corporate party sits in the White House. The Great Reset is coming. These plans are in motion, and they are not going to go away whether Trump or Biden get in office. Do you think all of a sudden, if Trump gets elected, the IMF and the Fed are just going to stop working on their digital currencies and the rollout of these immunity passports? The wheels are already in motion. The wheels are in motion, my friends. And if you care, then you need to be proactive. If you've heard me say that word, agorism and counter-economics, and you're just like, oh, that's cool, it's whatever, I'll think about that someday, please think about it now. Go to theconsciousresistance.com, type in A-G-O-R-I-S-M, agorism and counter-economics. Read the essays, watch the videos, download my books for free. I'm not saying I have all the answers, not by any stretch of the imagination, but I know that it is at least part of the solution, because sitting on your ass and doing nothing, sitting around waiting for your savior, Q, Trump, or anybody else to save you is not the answer. Your creator wants you to take care of yourself. Your creator wants us to come together and to build a better world and to show why we are here. I do believe that we are here for a purpose and that we are here in this beautiful, crazy time to be the ones to change it. If you're hearing my voice, if we're connecting to each other right now in this moment, or whether you're watching this later or whatever, that means we are supposed to connect. Take the initiative, make the effort. Don't just sit by on the sidelines and allow your life to be dictated by other people. You are powerful, you are beautiful, and you are free if you want to be. It's up to you to decide when that starts. Because what we do right now, my friends, the actions, the inactions we take right now are going to decide the future of the seven generations. If we don't do shit, then the people who come after us are going to suffer. If we take actions now, even if it seems difficult, even if it seems insurmountable, how could we ever take on this massive machine, Derek? How could we ever hope to overcome all this? Even if it feels overwhelming, my friends, I promise you it's not. And if we don't start, we'll never get there. We have to start now. We're doing it for the seven generations and beyond, the people we will never meet, our great, great, great grandchildren, or even if you never have kids, the people that will come after us. Right now, their destinies are still being written. And it's based on what we do today. So find it in your heart, in your mind, to give a shit. If you don't give a shit about your own self, I'm sorry to hear that. And I hope you will find the beauty in your own self. But even if you can't do that, find the desire to fight for other people, to fight for the future, because we are literally fighting for the future at this point. And I don't care who thinks I'm crazy, who thinks that I'm being hyperbolic or just, you know, out of touch. This is the reality that I've come to know. And I know that my creator put me here for a reason. And I'm doing everything possible that I can to make sure that I fulfill that purpose. That is why I'm headed back to Houston. That is why we're doing the Operation Underground Railroad. We're going to have a caravan of 10, 20, maybe more people coming down to Mexico next weekend with us, who are going to be staying and watching the election from a distance because they are concerned about their family and friends. Some of them are going to be going other places. Some of them are going to be coming to the city that we're in. And it's insane. Like I said, I wrote about the Operation Underground Railroad in January, thinking that this might happen some point in the future. And here we are, and it's happening. And I'm so thankful that it's happening, because I'm thankful that people give a shit. I'm thankful that Freedom Cells has grown, that we have now more than 5,000 members on the website. We have people from all over the world paying attention, because I've been screaming my head off. So have other people, about solutions, trying to get people to listen. And here we are, and people are paying attention. It is a beautiful thing. Be a part of it. Don't miss out. Get off your ass. Push yourself. Get out of your comfort zone. You can do it. Yes, yes, you. I'm talking to you, the one who thinks that you can't, the one that thinks you have nothing to offer, that you have nothing to share, that you have no purpose, nothing to contribute. You do. Your existence is contributing. You being here, you standing up and saying, hey, I'm alive and I'm here and I'm breathing and I'm not just going to take this. That means that you're here with us, brother, sister. We have to do this together. We have to fight together, or we're going to die alone. And that's not the world that I want.
This is Derek Bros. Derek Bros. Derek Bros. This is Derek Bros of the Conscious Resistance. I'm here in Standing Run.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries: Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
We've been fighting a long time. We've all lost.